Oh, hi, Tom Allen here. Just before the episode begins, I wanted to let you know that I've got a new book coming out. It's my first novel, and it's called Common Decency, and you can pre-order it right now from all good retailers.
Hi, guys, Susie here. I've been lucky enough to read it, and it's absolutely bloody brilliant. I'm so proud of him. Pre-order it now.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Like Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello, everyone.
Well, there's big news in the world of Tom.
What are you going to say, Sus?
Well, you're thinking of painting your kitchen.
Oh, yes. That was the big news. Sorry, yes. I am... yes, absolutely.
He's going to prison.
I'm going... I have been involved, it turns out, in some treason and heaven forbid. There we go. There's another. It's like, please God, heaven forbid.
Yes.
Another version, another iteration. But painting the kitchen, well, trying to work out what to do because the blessed floor, another ecclesiastical incantation, the blessed floor will not be changed because... the kitchen is on the floor, so we'd have to take out the kitchen to replace the floor, according to my brother, who is a tiler, who maybe is just trying to get out of doing it.
I mean, that does make sense. That adds up.
Yeah, it does make sense, doesn't it? But it's quite a shiny floor, and I would like something a little bit more.
Well,
I don't know.
Mr. Saturday
like,
Night.
Well, I suppose that
you're a shiny floor comic.
Whereas I'd like something with a bit of Harlequin, or maybe just the small black tiles a la St. Paul's Cathedral. It's another piece of ecclesiastics. Yeah.
Do you think a priest in a previous life?
I mean, I wouldn't put it past me, sure. I think it would suit me.
Or a monk?
Yes, very passive-aggressive monk, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't going to say passive-aggressive, but he can be if you like.
Wouldn't it add a bit of a spin to it, wouldn't it?
Sure. Yeah. But you know, you like routine, don't you? You like ritual.
True.
You know, you like music.
I do like music. I like chanting.
Yeah.
It's true.
I love using a rope as a belt.
I love that. I love that. And I've got the hair for it.
Well, I didn't like to say.
But... halfway there, Friar Tuck.
Friar Tuck would be a great name for a drag king.
Yeah, it's nobody done that. Friar Tucked.
Yeah. Mate, there probably is. We just don't know about it. Yeah.
Friar Tucked.
So you're thinking something religious. In the bedroom.
Something religious in the bedroom and in the kitchen and in the streets.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it a cook in the kitchen, a whore in the bedroom, and religious in the front room? And
a monk everywhere else. I don't mind which. But I've been toying, well, we've been exploring the idea of extending the blue from the hallway into the kitchen, and I think it might work. A light blue with red accents, surprising red.
Oh, surprising red. That's like when you get your period and you're not expecting it.
Oh, I thought it was an interior design thing. Unexpected red.
No, I think it is. I think it is. How did you describe that then? You didn't say we've been thinking about. You said we've been exploring.
We've been exploring.
Yeah, which is, I feel like it's quite, do you know what it is? It's gay culture.
Oh, do you think? Yes.
Yeah, I think rather than looking at colours for your kitchen, I think exploring colours for your kitchen.
Yeah.
It's quite gay.
We've been, that's true, actually. That is gay culture, isn't it? We've been exploring options for a cruise.
Yeah, because I don't know if straight people explore colours.
They probably don't explore. Kitchen.
Well, I don't know, maybe if you're an interior designer, but I don't know if the layman or woman.
Or woman, lay. Getting laid.
Getting laid, the getting layman.
The getting laid man would say it like that. I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that is quite us, isn't it? Well, I was panicking about it and then... I just showed Alfie some things I'd seen and I thought, well, what do you think about this? And he said he liked the blues and the reds. I did also like the idea of exploring a Mrs. Patmore themed kitchen.
Oh.
Which maybe is a little bit more.
Pray tell, who's Mrs. Patmore? Pray tell.
Please, Susie, pray. She's the cook from Downton Abbey.
I've not seen Downton Abbey. I know you're...
That surprises me, actually.
You say that every time I tell you that.
Yes, I know. I'm constantly
that amnesia.
Surprise. Like a goldfish, constantly surprised. Wow, what's around this? Oh my goodness.
A castle.
Wow. Yeah.
For me.
Lovely life. Mrs. Papp, so I just wondered if that sort of stately home kitchen vibe would be more.
Oh, well, of course.
You know, I was thinking like some black cupboards with maybe brassy handles. Brassy handles being a great drag name.
Drag name, yeah. I think that's very you, yes. But do you worry that the shiny floor... Is there something you can put on the shiny floor?
I've explored it. Some people say you can paint tiles, but I don't believe that.
You just won't have it?
I just won't have it, Suze. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, you've got to hang tight to your beliefs.
You've got, if nothing else. That. If nothing else.
What have you got if you haven't got your beliefs?
You haven't, yeah, he's got no mourning. He's got his strong beliefs.
Exactly.
But then I did look at a light fitting, which I really liked. It's not great podcast material, but it's quite brass and glass, brass and glass. Is it on here? Maybe it's on, oh no. Maybe it's on
what are you on Pinterest? Are you Pinteresting?
No, I didn't go to Pinterest, actually. I used Instagram, but I do like Pinterest.
Oh, but Tom, it's terrible for you.
I know. So I had to go into the Instagram to find my saved images. And it turns out I've saved literally millions of them. That's the problem, isn't it?
All kitchens.
Mainly, or colour themes.
Nice.
So it's not, but I like the idea of this big, big sort of glass, brass effect light fitting, but then I'm not sure if that look a bit Beauty and the Beast.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it might look, but it'll look camp, I think, a bit grand. But
yeah, but that's fine.
Who needs muted, right?
Tom, we've got a chandelier.
Oh, that's true. In the kitchen?
No, in the lounge. And to be clear, we did not buy it. They just left it in the house and we thought we'll keep that up.
Yeah.
But it's, that's so camp.
That is camp, isn't it?
Really camp.
It is. The idea of like a light fitting that's vajazzled is...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
I enjoy, though, that we're going back into a time of slightly more exciting interiors.
Oh, yeah. I love a bold interior. You know that. You've seen the ceiling of my lounge.
You've led the way.
Well, yes. Tell all the interior designers that it was me. William Morris, I came up with your lovely wallpapers and your fabrics.
I could have done this.
Well, you know, I've been exploring the idea of changing our kitchen.
There we go. You see, exploring.
We've been exploring it.
Are you going to change units?
What I would like to do... is paint it blue.
There we go. See, it's same.
And then get some blue and white tiles in sort of a Dutch Delft.
I love a Delft tile.
Right?
On the wall?
Yeah. Oh, as the splashback.
Oh, Suze, I love that.
Do you love that?
I love Delft tiles.
Yeah, they're so nice. But we've now booked to go to Australia next year, I think. So we'll be doing that in 2 years. That's gone right back on the splashback and the back burner.
Well, maybe you could do it bit by bit. You could collect some Delft tiles as you go.
Oh, well, I could. I could just collect some Delft tiles as I go. But, you know, it's nice to have like these little ambitions, isn't it? Of going like, oh, well, I probably won't do it straight away.
For sure.
Well, I know I won't. I think
for sure.
We've been in this house 3 years now. And I reckon once we get to 6 years, we will have done it all.
That's good.
Just bit by bit.
Well, I'm 5 years in this house. And I can't believe it's taken me this long to have the guts to do the kitchen.
You get decision paralysis.
I do, Suze, I do. And actually, Alf, bless him, was very, like, that sounds like a great idea. Because I also like the idea of a bit of, some bits of fabric involved in, like, kind of a sort of skirting way. Like a sort of skirt, like a sort of...
You want to wear a skirt?
I want to wear a skirt around the kitchen.
A rehearsal skirt. Like a character skirt.
A character skirt, yeah.
Yes!
That would be great, actually. I'd love
some character shoes.
I'd love some character shoes.
So oh nice.
Then I could finally be Mrs. Patmore. But the, like a little bit of, I think it was in the old days before people could, sort of had fitted kitchens, they'd have like a bit of fabric to cover up some shelves under the sink, for example.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And there's a bit at the end of the work surface that I think was just shelves, but they're always open and they're always just like full of toot. So,
yes.
And I said to Ralph, maybe I'll put some sort of cloth over that. But I said, oh, but I bet I'll get criticised for it. And he's like, who cares?
Who? But who's going to criticise you?
Well, you know.
It's your house.
Mum.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, but look, darling, we can't always do
We can't always please our mothers, yeah. Exactly.
I mean, you really can't.
You're right.
It's your house.
It's my house.
She doesn't even live there anymore.
No, that's true. But I'm hoping she might take the banquette, which I don't like.
What's a banquette again?
It's like the sort of fitted seating area. It's kind of a bench in the corner.
In the kitchen?
In the kitch, yeah.
Yeah. What?
We don't say in the kitch.
It's a kitch. That's kitch.
We abbreviate. Yeah, so people think it was a kitch.
But that's fine.
Mm. But we abbreviate so much. We don't abbreviate kitchen.
No.
Like some people abbreviate crematorium to crem.
Oh, my family would do that. We're going down the crem.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, mum goes down the crem to see Nan on her birthday.
Oh. That's...
And then she'll put flowers down and then she'll go, but she's not really there. But it's like a thing where she has to...
Oh.
Ritual again.
Ritual again.
You and my mum would have done well in the monastery.
That's right. Well, we all like it. We, human beings, we crave it. We crave ritual. We crave ceremony. I'm telling you. But creme always makes me think it's an ice cream parlour.
Oh, like a creme de la creme.
Yeah, for example, yeah.
But they should have a really fancy crematorium called the Creme de la Creme.
Oh, maybe they should have a competition of crematoriums.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm surprised neither of us have hosted the Creme de la Creme Awards.
It feels like surely we must. Surely we should.
Surely we should. I think like one that's got like different options where you can have like disco lights or...
Oh, what? Yeah.
With I mean, maybe...
Burn, baby, burn.
Yes, disco. Sue's lovely.
Terrible,
but lovely. The curtains could be changed, couldn't they?
Oh, that's nice.
That would be nice. You
that
could
would
have
be
your
very
William
you.
Morris. Yeah, it'd be very... Have tie backs.
Oh, God, we can't open the curtains. Someone go and undo the tie backs.
I pressed the button to close the curtains. They won't close. Oh, we put tie backs on. You know what he was like.
Well, those little cafe nets that you like.
Oh, cafe curtains. Yes, what a lovely idea. The first coffin with cafe curtains.
Do you think you'd be able to see through? Are you in there?
Yes, that's a nice idea. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about an open casket.
Very American. I don't care for it, really.
Well, yeah, a casket's American, isn't it? Here it's a coffin.
Yes, and those big caskets they like to have there, don't they? They look like a sort of, they look like a sort of sideboard. Those big.
Yeah, or like a small car.
Yeah, I was thinking like an estate car. They look like a sort of Volvo estate. Yeah.
I find open casket actually a bit frightening. Even for the people that I love, I wouldn't have been, who died. I wouldn't be super keen.
I don't feel it's necessary. It's very morbid all of a sudden. The funeral parlour, you can go to another part, like an ice cream parlour, funeral parlour.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can go there and, if you want to, spend some time with your loved one. But
yes.
But I think... On the day, you want it all ready to go.
Yeah.
That's for me.
Good to go. What was it that your dad used to say? Throw me in the sea?
Yes, or just shove me in a box and in the sea. Something like that. Minimal.
Minimalist. Well, you know, when Nan died, we went to the funeral place and they said, oh, she's already been in. She's chosen everything.
Oh, well, that's lovely.
And she'd even paid for the printing of the order of service.
Oh, because that is one of those things you're like, oh, what do we do? How does this work?
Yeah. She'd already done it all. Then they said music and someone had written, which must have been what she said, let the girls decide.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So she'd already been in. Chosen what she was going to lay in.
Wow, I like that fun.
But there's probably something really good about that, isn't there? If we were if you were sort of a death doula.
Yeah, a death doula, there's a gig. Mm.
And or someone that worked in a, with grief, they would probably say that, you know, my nan's acceptance, I mean, she was 95, what did she think was going to happen? But you know, she could have lasted a bit longer. Don't get me wrong.
Maybe you don't become a death doula on the back of that comment.
I mean,
what do you expect?
I loved my nan so much, but it wasn't like she was gonna, you know, suddenly have a fourth act. You know, like, oh, Nan's going backpacking.
She might have. You hear about people jumping out of airplanes, all sorts.
Listen, sure. I don't think it would have been for Nan. You know.
No. Yeah.
You're right. I won't become a death doula. Fine.
I'm going to do it.
Fine. Oh, come on. Fine. Get on with it. We need this bed.
What do you expect?
You're old. No, of course. I'm dreadful. But, you know.
Back to the kitchen units. No.
That was what I was going to say. I mean, I guess there's something very, being like really aware of your own mortality and everybody else's is probably really healthy.
Yeah, probably. I think so. Stoics, I think, always are, aren't they? You know.
But listen, why should we be mentally healthy? We've spent 10 years doing a podcast where we're not.
We've monetized not, so well, yeah.
Why change the habit of a lifetime?
Why change a thing?
The habit. That must come from...
The habit of a lifetime again. And have you heard they're doing the prequel?
Of Call the Mids?
Yeah.
Yeah. But is it wartime?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, there's no limit, I suppose, to how far they go back. Maybe they could do it backwards in time. So you've got one going forwards in time, one going backwards in time.
Well, I don't know why they don't just make Trixie like a Doctor Who, and wherever she ends up, she has to deliver babies.
She's got so much hairspray and everything. She basically is like regenerating.
Oh, look, the cyborg's having a baby.
But you never see a cyborg with like a blonde bob and a bicycle. You know.
Saying, I need towels and hot water.
For goodness sake, St. Donatus isn't going anywhere. That sort of thing. Yeah, it's very sort of no-nonsense. I would like to see it. Of course, our dear friend Helen George is appearing at the moment in something. Oh, dear friend. In a show.
Is she in the West End?
I think she's about
to be.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know.
You see, I'm off Insta.
Well, quite right. Quite right. Seems
I mean,
right.
I nip in to check, sure. But I've got...
You post.
I haven't got any clue about what anyone's doing.
Well, I think that's not a bad thing. Well, that's how we used to be, isn't it? Rather than like, have you seen? Have you heard?
Have you heard the word?
Have you heard the word?
Like, I don't know what anyone's doing other than my good friends. And I think that's probably good. Mm,
that is absolutely right, Suze. But I love you for it. I love it.
You love that for me?
I love that for you. I feel the same. We've just been concentrating on the garden the last few days.
Mm. Talk to me. How is your garden?
Well, we've made some rather drastic changes, I don't mind telling everybody, in that, in so much as we've moved the grass. So we did have the vegetable patch. We've extended the grass over the vegetable patch. Now we've got rid of the vegetable patch because we're going to grow vegetables in pots. There, you've heard it at first.
Sure.
Big news.
Are you thinking about getting a little greenhouse?
Well, then I've got this cloche, which is a bit like a greenhouse, and I'm trying out if I can use it or not.
What's a cloche? I thought that was when someone brought a dinner round.
Well, exactly. It's like that, but it's made of glass.
And it's massive.
So it keeps heating. Quite massive, yeah. You wouldn't put it on a table.
No.
It's not a very big table.
Could you fit in it?
No, not quite. I'd have to be quite...
Could a small child fit in it?
If you wanted to make them grow, yes.
Right, yes. I'm thinking like the... Is it sort of the size of what Hansel and Gretel end up in the witch's house? You know, when she pops them in the cages, that sort of size?
Oh, yes, I suppose that sort of size.
Okay,
yeah, that
great.
Sort of size. I mean, that wasn't my go-to reference, but fine.
I watch a lot of children's films.
I feel that too. I sense that. But I would like to get a greenhouse.
You can just get those little ones.
Maybe a little one would do.
They're like a green shelf.
Yeah, like a green shelf. That's sort of what this is in a way, this cloche in a way.
Like a green cupboard.
Like a green cupboard. Oh, yes. What a lovely
idea. Closet.
A closet. Well, at the moment, I'm using the steps coming from the kitchen into the garden.
Mm.
And, you know, a lot of people aren't going to like that because they're going to say it's untidy. But you just have to go with it, really. You just
Well, it's also,
it.
Tom, whose house is it?
It's my house.
It's your house, darling. It's your house.
I know. I'm allowed to do what I like.
You really are.
Terrifying, isn't it?
Because I've been having, with my garden,
oh, yes.
I thought, everything's just... A couple of weeks ago, I was like, oh, it just looks so drab.
Oh, but now?
And it's just, then, you know, it's only a couple of weeks, isn't it? And then all of a sudden you think,
nothing's
flowering this year. It's all just green. You know, which is nice enough.
Hmm.
But you do want some pops of colour. Anyway, now she's coming, isn't she?
Exactly.
Now she's coming. The red robin's gone red.
Oh, beautiful.
The silver birch. She's got leaves. She was just sticks for a long time.
Well, they're always worrying, aren't they, silver birches? Yeah.
Yeah. The lavender's in.
Oh, lavender.
Yeah, lavender.
Nice. I struggle with lavender, you know.
Why?
I don't know. Whenever I bought it in a pot or whatever, it's never thrived. It's always kind of, what's the word? It's always been okay, but it's, I don't know. I give it too much or I give it too little. People say it needs quite arid conditions.
Well, this is my trick.
Hmm.
With all of my garden.
Yes.
I forget to water it frequently.
Okay.
And then maybe every 5 or 6 days I go, oh God, I haven't done the garden. And then I almost drown them.
That's okay.
But I think they're revived back to life with such vigor.
Yeah.
That they make it through another week.
What a great way of doing it. It's probably not a bad way. Rather than you know, obsessing, watering every day as I've been doing, putting my, so I've got seedlings. So I've been putting my flower.
Oh, congratulations. I had no idea.
Thank you. I've just taken to calling them the kids. And the, I put, what is it called? A flower head on the watering can. The, you know, the watering can can be just a spout or it can be.
Oh, yes. You must have one of those.
The trickly one.
You've got to have the ones with all the holes in.
The one with all the holes. So I've been putting that because the seedlings are a little bit delicate. And Monty John says something about soak things in water for 15 minutes, like soak, like the base of the plant pot. But I did that a bit on the weekend. It's a lot. Isn't it?
But that's quite a...
quite a commitment.
It's quite a lot of effort, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Tell me about it.
So, Tom, I met this lady, if you actually a while ago now, but we've just been in touch. Her name's Sue Sanders.
Oh.
And she started LGBT plus History Month.
Oh.
And she's the CEO of Schools Out.
Oh.
And I just wanted to like take a quick moment on Like Minded Friends to suggest people go and have a look at the website. And they're also doing some brilliant stuff around sort of what happened after Section 28. And there's going to be a public inquiry into it.
Oh.
And they're just doing really brilliant stuff.
Mm.
And I just wanted to take a moment to suggest everyone goes and has a look at LGBT plus History Month.
Oh, what a lovely thing, Suze. Yeah.
Because Sue Sanders, who is absolutely lovely. I mean, she's got the Rainbow Honours Lifetime Achievement Award. She's got the NEU Lifetime Achievement Award. She's a Diva Award honoree. She's a British LGBTQIA plus Awards Outstanding Contribution to LGBT plus Life. And she was in the Attitude 101 in 2026. And she's just brilliant. She's just brilliant. And I was having a look at the website the other day and I thought, you know what, this would be a great thing to mention. Or maybe at some point a great person to get on the pod and tell us about her sort of long career in fighting for LGBT plus rights.
What a lovely thing, Sid.
And so, yeah, just encouraging everyone to go and have a little look at the work that she's done, the work that there still is to do.
Oh, yes.
You know, thanking our elders.
Yes, what a lovely thing to say. How wonderful. What a lovely thing that she has done. And
yes.
How exciting that, you know, she's keeping it going.
Also, Tom, very interestingly, ends the email, not really with regards, not with best wishes.
What's her sign?
But in solidarity.
In solidarity, like that.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yes.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, like a sign-off like that.
Yeah, we like a nice sign-off.
Because I'm a bit done with best wishes. I sort of...
BW?
Oh, please. Don't even bother.
Who's pretending they haven't got enough time to write best wishes?
Oh, I say best regards, bestest regards, kind regards, warm regards.
What about
yours,
best?
Evan? Best sometimes. I was looking at a book that Alfie's mum gave me about the letter writing. It's called like the something like the gentleman's letter writing or letter
love,
writing.
Love.
Ladies and gentlemen, it turns out, but it's 100 years old. And a lot of the time people would write, sign off with your obedient servant.
Yes. Well, that's what happens. Do you know how I know that?
Oh, wow.
The musical Hamilton.
Oh, yes. Of course. Your obedient servant. Yeah. I think it's something quite nice about it, really, because it's sort of like in job applications and things. I have the honor to remain yours obediently.
Yours obediently. Obviously, as a feminist, I hate that, but I will concede to putting it in all of your future missives. But anybody else, absolutely not.
You won't be obedient.
I'll be obedient to you, but no one else in God's green earth.
You should be obedient to me. I just thought it was a nice, it's a different way of doing it. I think people would find it
a different way indeed.
I mean, I don't know when all those sort of things went away. I don't know if it was in the 80s or the 90s when we all became like, sort of, I don't know, kind of.
Well.
It was the end of letter writing.
I mean, we're not going to be writing letters anymore, are we? All the.
We're just the cyborgs.
All the AI and.
Yeah. The cyborgs.
I saw a thing the other day that said, oh, you know, where people say, you know, you're going to get left behind by AI. It's like, yeah, leave me behind.
I don't mind.
Leave me there. I'll stay there with a book and a pen and a pencil. Should we have a couple of little emails before we go?
Oh, let's, Susie, let's.
Okay, this one is from Shay, who is a wonderful person that has come to a number of my tour shows and been to see you as well, I think, Tom.
Oh, thank you, Shay.
And he gave me an amazing How would you explain it? It's sort of like the brass name badge that goes on a train.
Oh,
it says Brighton Bell.
Oh, yes.
And it had it for years and then moved house and like didn't really have a place for it and brought it to a tour show and said, I know you like trains.
Oh, what a lovely gift.
And it now sits on my mantelpiece and I adore it.
Oh.
I love it. It's so great.
That sort of railway paraphernalia was so elegant, wasn't it?
Oh, really chic.
I know it's, but like if you look at stations and how ugly they've been allowed to become.
Oh.
Like when you think people like took great care to make them look beautiful and all those craftsmen had gone to all that trouble and then just see them now and they're all painted like just blue and mauve or something random. But some and then just like loads of like safety signs everywhere. And I think no one can read those safety signs because you put like 100 of them on that door.
Yeah. And also the more that you see a safety sign, the more you're going to ignore
it. Yeah, basically. Yeah. Automatic doors. Be careful. Step. And also hot water.
Yeah.
If you're too worried about being sued that your water's too hot, just have cold water.
But also, we can't live in a time where people need to be told that the hot tap has hot water coming out of it.
Well, exactly.
We're getting thicker. Like, sure, if there's a step that you're not going to expect, but if they're attached to some stairs, I don't need to be told. I've been doing stairs for years. I don't want to brag, but I do them every day indoors.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Attention, attention.
Oh, do you know what? My attention is already frayed.
Razzled, yeah, absolutely.
So, do you know what? I don't need attention.
I agree.
You know, and also, you don't need to tell me to mind the gap when there's not a gap.
Oh, absolutely. And also,
how skinny do you think I am? I'm not on a Zempic.
Suze, is this us getting old? Anyway, sorry.
Oh, yeah, Tom. Anyway, this is from Shay. Good day to you both. I hope you're well and rested and not being kicked by hay fever's butt. I thought I'd share a little story that just happened at my work. Oh. I work as a travel advisor for a well-known airline that likes to hold people's hand. I literally sit at home talking about holidays all day long. Yay. Well, recently, my two in-ear friends, you two, have been merging into my work life. I now end my calls by saying bye, 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 bye.
Oh.
And today it finally happened. As I was about to hang up after 17 byes, someone laughed and said, that's just like Susie and Tom.
Oh.
Well, that was it then. 15 minutes of chin wagging ensued. Turns out they were also at Susie's Leicester gig, such a small world. Can you shout out Helen and Jane for me? I hope they have a lovely holiday. Bye, 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 Shay.
Oh, Shay, thank you for that. And
that's hilarious.
It's not the biggest surprise that people in the travel industry are perhaps like-minded friends.
And people that like holiday.
People that like holidays. But that is lovely. Wonderful to hear, Suze. Oh, how nice. We brought people together. I wonder what they were discussing.
I don't think Tom should go blue and red in the kitchen. What do you think?
What do you think? I'm worried about
it for him. No, I think it's too gauche.
Well, I have a message here from another Susie, but spelt the other way.
Oh, yes.
Dear Susie and Tom, it's time for me to thank you for your fabulous, down-to-earth, honest and hilarious podcast. That's very kind of you to say. I've been going through treatment for breast cancer since October, and your show has got me through some tricky times. Amazingly, my cousin asked if I'd heard of Susie Ruffle, and if I had, did I want to go to her show? Of course I had, and absolutely did. Thank you very much. We saw Susie in Shrewsbury this evening and had a gorgeous time. I just want to say that what you both do means so much. None of us know what others are going through, and your honesty and humour are very human and reassuring. I've started to write to people who I feel are making a big difference, but don't necessarily know it. What have I got to lose? I could have died if it hadn't been for some hardworking, dedicated medical folk. So please know that your daughter is wise beyond her years, and she is right. You are brave and strong, and you have a beautiful heart, Susie.
Oh,
isn't that lovely? Now, people who are going through it don't need pity, but they do need a flipping good laugh. That's saying it totally true. You have been as important to me as the surgeon who removed my cancer. Absolutely no exaggeration. Goodness me. Well, I don't know. I have radiotherapy coming up, and I'll be turning to you for some lighthearted chit-chat. Keep on being just as you are, with loads of love to you both from another Susie. Wow,
Susie,
that is very, very complimentary.
I can't tell you how much that means.
Oh, my goodness.
That's really, really beautiful. Thank you.
And very, very, very generous, I think.
Very, very generous.
Compare us to the surgeon.
I don't know how much me getting annoyed about the hot tap will be helping anyone today.
Well, someone will probably remove those stickers now, and then someone will burn themselves.
And that'll be my fault.
And that'll be your fault. So just catastrophize that in your mind.
I'm in prison.
And then you're in prison, of course, naturally. Straight to jail.
Straight to jail. Don't pass go. Don't collect £200.
You know how I don't always enjoy modern speak?
Like, yes.
I do actually enjoy the expression of that, of like, what? If somebody does something, I saw it on one of those dating shows we were watching, you know, I was talking about, there's a bit when they went, they had to go and live in each other's houses for the first time.
Right.
And this woman said to this man, if I walk into this bedroom and there's a mattress and no headboard, straight to jail. And I thought that's such a funny thing to say.
Straight to jail. That's funny.
And also a funny way of like gauging somebody's personality if they...
Gauging,
right? Spelt gorging, actually. But with like no headboard above the bed. Such an interesting judgment.
Yes. What would be your biggest ick if you went around to someone's house?
Where to begin? I would say...
I mean, decor-wise, not like if they're grubby. You know, I hate grubby bubbies.
Yes.
Can't deal with grubby.
What
do you think is an ick?
trying to think of something there.
I think no headboard is a good one.
It's a subtle one, but it's like, why haven't you got a headboard as a grown adult? I mean, another thing was like having a beer keg, which we don't really have here, but like the idea of like...
Yeah.
And he'd like gone away to do this show, and then they went back to the house, and he like had left washing up on the draining board. I think it was washed up, but it was like not put away. And you sort of think, you definitely do that washing up, just with the view of like, when I come back, it'd be nice to have the kitchen clean.
Yes.
Just me? Just me?
No, not just you.
Gaming chairs. I don't get that. Sorry.
Oh, absolutely not.
I think, come on.
Oh, do you know what I think's an ick? A Bluetooth headset.
Oh, absolutely. I can't bear them.
You know when someone's got the little mic?
It's got terrible sound quality and you sound like you're on a helicopter.
You sound like you're driving a helicopter and you look like you're trying to be Claire from Steps 20 years ago.
Exactly. And also somebody from 118 118. Yeah.
Oh, there's a throwback. I wonder what those guys are up to.
There's a brand we don't hear much from. I wonder what the 118 118 guys are up to. I thought of them at the marathon.
Did you
go? Running.
Did you do
no, it? Alfie did. Alfie likes to go to that sort of thing, whereas I like to sleep. So he got up. He said it was wonderful. He always goes, I think. He says he loves the atmosphere.
Good for him.
Good for him, eh?
Tom, before we leave each other, I would like to let our listeners know.
Yes.
That on Friday, I have a new series of Out coming out.
Oh, wonderful, Suze.
And it is in collaboration with Attitude Magazine.
Oh, I'm thrilled.
And you can watch the whole visualized podcast on YouTube or Spotify.
Wow, Suze, that's fantastic.
First two episodes, we have Cliff from Attitude.
Oh,
wonderful guy. Wonderful. He's the editor. And Tear Coffee. We've got two episodes coming out on Friday. We're going
to
do a little double bill.
Nice to do two, yeah.
Yeah. And then every Friday there'll be episodes.
Suzie, I'm so happy about this.
8 weeks, 9 weeks, maybe 10 weeks.
Wonderful. Suze, this is brilliant.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope people like it. It's been the thing that people have said to me a lot. I get a lot of people after the show, because I'm doing the signings of the books, people often say, can you write Clang in it? Which, of course, I love to.
Yes.
And then a lot of people have said, are you going to bring Out back? I loved Out so much. Which has been really lovely. You know, yeah. It has a lovely sort of small but dedicated audience. And so I'm really pleased that I'm able to bring it back. And it's been lovely doing it with Attitude, because they've been wonderful in helping me get some really interesting guests.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got people that are, I don't want to say influencers, because they're so much more than that, but people that are, you know, body positivity influencers. And then also we've got sort of some of the biggest queer activists in this country that you can think of.
Oh my goodness, Suze, that's fantastic.
Well, yeah, it's been a really wonderful experience working with the gang at Attitude, and I'm really excited to bring it back. So if you want to listen to some conversations, please do. It will be in the Out feed.
Great.
Is that what we're calling it, a feed?
Well, people just look for it on Spotify or YouTube. Perfect.
Indeed. Now, Thomas.
Yes.
The book you can pre-order.
Oh, yes. My book, my new novel, my first novel, Common Decency, is out on the 21st of May. It would mean a great deal to me if you feel so inclined, if you pre-ordered it, because apparently that's good. That's just good, as Suzie explained last week.
Yeah, we don't. This is the thing. People tell us we need to let you know these things, like and subscribe. We don't really know what that means.
Yeah.
But it helps us.
It helps. If you can. Common Decency, it's my first novel. It's about four houses in suburbia that face into a park. And it's about how the houses are more connected than they realize. It's about secrets. And there's no murders, but it is about how people are more connected than they ever knew. So that is basically the premise of it. I'm getting better at doing that in a succinct way.
It's very, very good. It's very, very good.
Susie, that's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
I highly encourage everybody to buy it. Well, this week, I've only got a handful of tour shows left.
Oh, Susie.
So I have Stamford this week, Loughborough next week.
Oh, I say.
Portsmouth the week after.
Oh, homecoming queen.
Then a couple of weeks after that, I've got Sheffield and Stafford. And then Lyme Regis and Poole. And then I'm filming it at Wilton's Music Hall on Tuesday, the 9th of June.
Wonderful, Suze.
And then I've got Dublin, Belfast, Edinburgh and Glasgow all in September. So, and then that'll be it. That'll be this Great. Show done, which I feel actually quite sad about because I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's gone very fast. Wonderful, Suze, wonderful.
Yes, so if people want to come, I think there's tickets left to most of them.
Okay.
But yeah, okay.
Well, that's...
Is there anything else? Oh, Pottering?
Pottering, yes. Carol Klein is our guest this week. Wonderful Carol Klein.
Oh, I really like her.
It really inspired me to get involved in gardening. She is our guest on Thursday. And yeah, we have a lovely chat about all things gardening. And she's just such an inspiring person. Mm. I just love her. So, and she talks about how she once shared a bath with a beetle, not the insect.
Oh, that's cool.
So anyway.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, that's
very cool.
In the same place as Susie's. And that's Pottering. And it's out on Thursday.
Okay. Good stuff. Right, that's everything.
Well done, everybody. Well done.
Well done, everyone. Well done for sticking around.
Exactly. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, you've got to get back to prison.
I've got to. You know me.
Or the monastery.
What's the difference?
Okay. Okay, bye.
All right, bye.